All right, so talk about this album. How did this all come together?
Well, the album actually came together with it was a collection of songs that we had. We had about maybe 18 songs, and we were trying to figure out how to get it to our audience. And we actually were going to do two separate projects, two EPs.
Yeah, like a deluxe almost.
Yeah, and we're going to release them at two different times, except we had decided to put all our songs on an album and then release an EP to introduce this idea we had called the Love Gun Movement. And what it was just basically taking the, you know, when you put an L above your forehead, there's like, you know, it means loser.
But yeah.
We wanted to turn the L into love. So, and during that time, it was a lot of bad things.
It was turning negatives into positives.
Yeah, and a lot of gun stuff happening. And, you know, we had wanted to release this around Valentine's Day. So we were like, what if we put a gun in Cupid's hand for like a modern day, you know, Cupid? You know, except it didn't shoot bullets, it shot, you know, it made you fall in love type thing. So, you know, this whole movement started, and that's how our two projects came. You know, we had the Love Gun EP, which we released in February, and then this actual self-titled project, which we released in this past August. So, you know, they were actually all supposed to be just one project, but we split them up, and it's been really cool. The feedback's been great.
The music industry has just changed so much over like the past 10 years with the, you know, the advent of iTunes and whatnot, and EPs are much more prevalent. Do you guys feel like the whole EP movement is something that works better than just releasing, like, you know, all your marbles all at once?
I think it's great. I think it's, it's a good thing, because then, you know, you build this anticipation for your fans, you know, for your fans to have.
And it's constantly giving, you know, you can constantly put out stuff on an EP for your fans.
Yeah, and each EP can have its own different life, and you don't have to create this whole, you can start to create, you know, like different feels for each album, rather than, you know, sticking them all on one project and, you know,
that way. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, for sure.
It's worked for us amazingly, so, you know, like, it was a good setup for our album, because we actually took some of our songs from the EP and put it on our album, which was a cool thing.
How do you think you guys are different musically? How do you guys complement one another?
Oh, man, well, we're cousins, so that's already in our blood to, you know, just have the built-in
natural chemistry.
Yeah, it's in our DNA, so
for sure.
You know, when we get inside the studio and we make music, it's an unspoken thing, you know what I mean? The magic really happens, and, you know, it's cool. And for us, like, our difference is pretty much bridging the gap between island music and mainstream music. I mean, we were raised Polynesian as far as our culture, but we were raised in the mainland. So that's kind of like the result of our music, having the mainland raising, but, you know, with the ukulele in our hands.
Exactly.
You know, it's pretty much what we wanted to do. Is when we were in high school, we were the only ones.
Yeah, nobody played it.
Uh huh.
And now we go back to our old high schools and every ukulele clubs.
Yeah, we've gone to ukulele clubs with 100 students in it.
And there was nothing like that when we were in high school. So it's cool to see it grow in a great way. And it's cool when you go to these places and they reference your own music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when they say, oh, you're the reason why I play the ukulele.
Yeah,
and that's huge. It's,
yeah, it's super humbling, and it makes us feel like we're part of a movement that, you know,
that's positive.
That's positive. Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys think that you benefit a little bit from like the recent surge? I mean, Paramore has like ukulele in their last like album, and like Train uses it a lot, and like the TV show Adventure Time, like their theme song has the ukulele. So, do you guys feel like finally, like, we're getting, you know, we're getting like that help in a way?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
The timing is definitely perfect.
Yeah, the timing's perfect. I mean, for us, you know, we grew up listening to island music, so hearing the ukulele was normal for us, you know, and now hearing it, you know, with Jason Mraz, Train, like you said, Paramore, it's cool that it's becoming in the forefront, and it's being used as the main instrument in the song, because that's kind of how our style is, you know, we take music that you wouldn't normally hear a ukulele in, and we flip it and add it to that, because that's who we are. So to hear it evolving into that way, it kind of gives us our own little pocket now, you know, which is cool.
Absolutely. Speaking of, like, you know, your sound, what influenced you guys growing up? I hear you guys and I think of, like, this sounds so weird even saying this, like, old school R&B. I mean, what I mean by old school R&B, I mean, like, 90s R&B, you know? Like, so what did you guys listen to?
We're 80s babies.
Yes. So, you know, know, yeah, we grew up in
the 90s. And our parents didn't never let us touch the radio station growing up, so it was stuck on old jams, and, you know, 98.1 out here was like oldies but goodies.
Yeah, it was just, you know, being raised on, you know, like, fat bands, like Earth, Wind, Fire.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and there's no bands nowadays, you know.
And all of them.
And the musicianship, a part of being that whole unit, was amazing because they made great music together. You know, everything's so in-house now that we, for us, it's pairing those two. You know, adding musicianship to the mainstream, you know, and making the ukulele, again, a forefront as far as the main instrument in the song. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel like everyone feels like it's different.
And it also helps because we have like an R&B voice. Like when you hear us sing, it's, you know, we sound kind of R&B-ish, but when you're singing and you sound like that and you're playing the ukulele, you know, it's automatically doing something different.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, Up All Night, what was the creative process behind that song? How did that all come about?
Sitting down on the couch, chilling.
Yeah, exactly. In the living room, just had both our ooks and, you know,
just jamming.
Yeah, just actually how the song started with just the ook and just the groove. It started just like that. And from that point, it was just a back and forth, you know, idea of
yeah, the magic happened.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. I mean, it just kind of happened.
Yeah, the writing process is there really isn't any writing involved. We just kind of go back and forth on what feels right. And when we get what feels right, we put the words in there, you know. And
it's like coming up with a melody, and then you come up with the lyrics after.
Yeah, and it's just gotta feel good. And that's why I feel like our music is based from. It's real. It's feel-good music, you know.
Sure.
So what about Touch the Sky? That song has a little bit of a different flavor.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We brought some outside help on that, that's why.
Yeah, actually, that was actually our first time working with our music director, Reese Beats. He actually he produced for a lot of people in the Bay Area, major artists like E-40, a lot of other artists that, you know, that are up and coming. And he has a lot of influence on how our live show is, because it's totally different from our album and how we do things. But he showed us that beat, and same thing, you know, it was instant. You know, the words just started coming through and just happening and just kind of forming itself, and then all of a sudden, you know, we have a song. And it was a feel-good song, so it was fun. Especially making the video was fun too.
Oh yeah.
How do you want your music to affect people? How do you want people to kind of say, oh yeah, I just heard this song? How do you want them to finish that sentence?
Oh, that's a good question, man.
Maybe I heard this song and it made me feel good.
I heard this song. I don't know who it is, but I need to find it.
Uh-huh.
You know? I need to know who that was.
Who are these people?
Yeah, let's go up and look it up. Well, I mean, as far as affect people, I definitely feel like it should feel it should feel good, and it should feel like you're in the moment of the song.
And you don't have to say anything. It feels, it's more of a feeling than anything.
Yeah, and it's like, if you haven't ever been in love before, when you hear our song, for those 3.5 minutes, you have a feeling of what it could be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you know, you want to go out and have a party, you know, how should the party feel? It should feel like that party in the song. You know, if you've ever gotten broken up with, or you're mad at someone,
you're going to know.
You're going to feel that, you know? So I guess, yeah, definitely. It made me feel good, for sure.
How do you want this album to ultimately be remembered? You guys are family. You guys are going to know each other the rest of your life. You know, you guys are going to be creating music together for a long time. How do you want people to look back on this album, say, you know, 5-10 years from now? What do you want them to say about it?
What do you want them to say about it? That it's still
good.
It's still good.
I still love that album.
Yeah, that it was a good start to a great career. Because there are other albums right now, that was a good start. That'd be something awesome for them to say. Like, that's a classic.
Classic for sure.
You know, because we want it to be universally sounded. We didn't want it to sound like it belonged in any certain generation. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to sound like if you were to receive this album 5 years from now, it would sound like it's from then. Yeah, it would feel good right then, because, you know, we want to make timeless music. So, you know, definitely 5 years from now, I want to look back at this album and say, like, this was a great start to what we have right now, you know? And the growth from it is continuing, you know? Because like you said, you know, we're going to keep doing this for the rest of our lives.